Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Bob Herring, Benny Davis, and Nick Lucas. Listen to this past week in recording history, and have a set of records courtesy of listener Mark. Today marks the birth, exactly 109 years ago, in Montclair, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Bob Herring. He studied at the University of Washington and the Seattle Conservatory of Music, and in the mid-20s was musical director for Cameo Records, and in the late 20s for Brunswick, where he made hundreds of records. He had a fairly hot style in the 20s, which evolved into a smoother hotel style in the 30s. He conducted on 30s radio, including a brief period in late 1936 on the Lucky Strike hit parade, after which he became musical editor at a publishing house. His compositions include Dawn of Tomorrow, Concerto for Two, Fanny Tinkle, and My Midnight Star. Here's Bob Herring.
Again, like my pal Jerry, he'll be my best man the day I marry. Gee, but fate was mighty kind to me to send back my pal Jerry. Thank you.
There's no joy in life without you. I miss you the long night through. Before you came, the whole wide world was just my playground. Each human heart to me was just a toy. But heaven had its plan to make me a bigger man through you, little baby boy.
Recording as the Lincoln Dance Orchestra, July 26, 1926, and Tell Me Tonight, written by Pierre Connor and Little Jack Little. Before that, from December of 1926, Bob Herring and his orchestra and Baby Boy. We began our little tribute to Bob Herring with the Colonial Club Orchestra and Frank Munn providing the vocal refrain on My Pal Jerry, written by Fred Rose. Bob Herring, born August 21, 1896. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 21st, marked the birth in 1895 in New York City of lyricist Benny Davis. He started out in vaudeville at age 14, later touring with Benny Fields and Blossom Seeley as her accompanist. The hit which launched his career as a lyricist was Margie in 1920 with music by Con Conrad. Davis also collaborated with J. Fred Coots, Milton Ager, Harry Axe, J. Russell Robinson, and others. In his last vaudeville tour in 1925, he introduced Oh, How I Miss You Tonight. In 1929, he scored the Broadway musical Sons of Guns and went on to write three editions of the Cotton Club Reviews. Active into the 1960s, he wrote the title song for the 1963 Connie Francis film Follow the Boys. Benny Davis died in Miami, Florida on December 20th, 1979. Here are three from the pen of Benny Davis.
Thank you. mood for a movie or a stroll on the avenue. I may not be in a mood for a lot of things, but I'm always in the mood for you. Don't need a sky full of stars above me or a silvery moon in view. Don't need a bench in a park to ignite the spark, 'cause I'm always in the mood for you. Oh, no one else seems to interest me. Lordy, ain't it strange? That very, very mention of your name, how the feeling does change. Somehow, the time or the place doesn't matter. Any time, any place will do. Don't need a beautiful thing, beautiful song, beautiful romance to help me along. No, baby, all I need is you. I'm in the mood for you, yeah.
A trio of rapidly rotating records from the pen of Benny Davis. We began with the Sterling Trio, consisting of Henry Burr, Albert Campbell, and John H. Meyer, and When Will the Sun Shine for Me, from the original Victor 78. When Will the Sun Shine for Me was written by Benny Davis and Abner Silver. Next, we heard Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, September 7th, 1937, with the Benny Davis J. Fred Coots collaboration, I'm Always in the Mood for You. We finished up with Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra, and It's a Wonderful World After All, written by Benny Davis and Jesse Greer. The label of that July 23, 1926 Brunswick recording says simply with vocal refrain, but Brian Rust credits Billy Jones. That's also from the original record, and I'll tell you a little tale about those two records a little later in the show.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of lyricist Sidney Clare. He began his career as a dancer and then a comedian in vaudeville and eventually wrote special material for vaudeville acts. His first song hit came in 1921 with Ma, He's Makin' Eyes at Me from the stage show Midnight Rounders of 1921. Other Sidney Clare lyrics from the 20s include Then I'll Be Happy, One Sweet Letter from You, Miss Annabel Lee, and On the Good Ship Lollipop. He was most famous, however, for the music he wrote beginning in 1929 for more than 50 Hollywood films, including Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, Hit the Deck, Bright Eyes, and the entire score for the first RKO film, Street Girl. He collaborated with composers Con Conrad, Cliff Friend, Lou Pollack, Lou Brown, Richard Whiting, Harry Warren, Vincent Humans, James Monaco, Buddy DeSilva, and others. Sidney Clare died in Los Angeles on August 29, 1972. Here are three from the pen of Sidney Clare.
If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little loveness. I want to go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy. Thank you.
Stars overhead peeking through the palm trees, a golden California moon smiling over the waterfall, romance, sweet music, laughter, picture stars of Hollywood and worlds of color. That's the intimate picture we bring you as we present the sophisticated entertainment of the Coconut Grove Ambassadors. And Rusty Bennett leads off with a song about absent-minded Flo.
When it's sunny and bright, yeah. Who makes it 8 at noon and shows up at night? Who keeps a dozen fellas worrying so? It's absent-minded Flo. You loan a book to her and after it's read, she'll bring you back a pound of sugar instead. Who calls you Willie when your name may be Joe? It's absent-minded Flo. She's very thoughtful if she can think of it. That girl wouldn't harm a little fly. Yeah, she's very pretty, now that I think of it. That's how that gal gets by. She tied a string around her finger one day, not to forget to put her money away. But she forgot she didn't have any dough. It's absent-minded Flo.
Unless you just now tuned in, you already know that that was Rusty Bennett with the Coconut Grove Ambassadors and Absent-Minded Flo from a 1933 radio transcription. Before Flo, we heard about Betty with Paul Ashe and his Granada Orchestra. That record is courtesy of Martin Smith, and that was recorded August 18, 1923. We began our tribute to Sidney Clare with the Radio Franks, Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright, with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and Then I'll Be Happy, written by Lou Brown, Cliff Friend, and Sidney Clare. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Listener Mark lives near the Point Furman Lighthouse in San Pedro, California, and listens to the broadcast version of the show on a Kloss Model 1 radio. I had the pleasure of meeting Mark last week when I picked up some 78s he offered me, which had belonged to his grandfather. Although most of the records are from the 50s and outside the scope of this show, there were the following three sides, which I'm very pleased to share.
Thank you. bundle of old love letters. I kiss each one, and though I'm pretending it's a beautiful play with an unhappy ending, weary and blue, I read them through. They're all I have now of you. Teardrops of mine between every line, just a bundle of old love letters.
From the actual Brunswick 78, Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra and Me Too, written by Harry M. Woods, Charlie Tobias, and Al Sherman. The label of that July 23, 1926 recording simply says with vocal chorus, but Brian Rust credits Billy Jones. Before Me Too, it was the Hi-Hatters, conducted by Leonard Joy with the vocal refrain by Frank Luther, and A Bundle of Old Love Letters, recorded December 20th, 1929. A Bundle of Old Love Letters was written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown, and is from the MGM picture Lord Byron of Broadway. We began the set with the A-side of that same disc, Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, and Should I, with the vocal refrain by Scrappy Lambert, credited on the label of that July 29, 1929 recording as Burt Loren. That set of rapidly rotating records was brought to you courtesy of listener Mark from San Pedro. And the secret I told you about earlier? Well, When Will the Sun Shine for Me? And It's a Wonderful World After All, which you heard in the Benny Davis set earlier, were also courtesy of listener Mark. Thank you very much, Mark.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is George Olson and his music. Thank you.
week or two, baby's blue. Baby puts the blame on you, very true, shame on you. Don't deny, for you know why baby's blue. Is it worth your while to see a smile in place of a tear? This you can't arrange and change by saying, I love you, dear, I love you, dear. Surely that's hard to do, nothing new, very true. There are no ifs or buts or maybes, baby's blue.
And be the first in line when the clerk completes his work and we depart. We linger in the hall and kiss before them all. I want the crowd to hear every single little tingle of my heart.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with George Olsen and his music, August 21st, 1925, and Hot Air, written by Chicago pianist and band leader Elmer Scoble. Then it was the original Indiana Five and Pretty Puppy from August 19th, 1925. Pretty Puppy was written by Con Conrad and Saul Burney. Next, we heard Nat Schulkert and his orchestra and Baby's Blue, written by Herman Hupfeld. The vocalist on that August 18, 1927 Victor recording was Johnny Marvin. We finished up with Billy Cotton and his band, with Harold Chips Chippendall vocalizing on Every Single Little Tingle of My Heart from August 17, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.